Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Janet Hale. Janet's the Undersecretary for Management in the Department of Homeland Security. And joining us in our conversation is Ann Altman. Well, Janet, let me ask the question about the background of the department again, this time from just sort of a more management, sort of setting up the organization and things that had to be done so very quickly. Tell us how that came to be.
Again, the legislation was passed in November, and we had most of the senior management team, the secretary, the deputy secretary, the undersecretary, selected by January 24th when we became the department. We had to go through the sort of very simple things like finding out where we were going to be housed, how many people would we have, how were we going to buy pencils, you know, sort of the very traditional parts of setting up an organization. In the midst of a highly pressurized environment after September 11th and obviously going into sort of the situation in the Middle East, we had a tremendous set of responsibilities getting then ready for March 1st, which was bringing in the 180,000 people. And in a federal environment, the steps that we had to take, we literally had to fire 180,000 people on February 28th and rehired them on March 1st. Simple task, but as we were trying to be sure that we did nothing to disrupt those officers, those individuals on the front line, the communication strategy, telling people why we were doing stuff, how we were going to do it, worked with our unions to be sure that they understood and could communicate to our employees. It has been a tremendous communications challenge. And being sure that we're listening to the employees, hearing what their concerns are, at the same time being able to support them on the front line. So we've really sort of worked hard at being sure that we were setting up the corporate structure and being sure we could support those frontline agencies.
Janet, so you've spoken about some of the corporate challenges, the communication challenge. Were there other management challenges in coordinating across the varied agencies in the Department of Homeland Security? And what have you learned from that?
Communications, communications, and communications. I don't think there's a more important aspect to the job than that. I've had the opportunity to travel across the country doing town hall meetings with our employees, being sure we hear their concerns, at the same time getting them the resources and the support they need. There have been tremendous challenges. I mean, people have talked about it during the development of the legislation. We hear about it every day. But it is day in and day out sort of being sure that we've got our eyes set on what differences can we make to strengthen the protection of the homeland. One success, if I could just talk a little bit about that, which is terribly important to us. You talk about integrating 22 agencies. Well, we had legacy INS, legacy customs, and part of the agriculture inspection at our ports, at our airports. And we have just successfully completed our first training class of one border protection officer coming out of the training program. So for the first time, we have trained people at the front lines to know how to look across all of these myriad, used to be three different agencies. We've got our frontline first officers trained and got them ready to go. So in 3 or 4 short months after those agencies came in, we've got an organizational structure that we think makes sense out at the ports on the front lines. We've got the first set of employees bringing new ones in and training our own, those on the front line. So we're really excited about being able to make those kind of progresses. That's what the department was created, to take these disparate and separate organizations and be able to make a difference. One other one, Hurricane Isabel came through Washington, D.C. FEMA was an independent agency. Mm-hmm. Coast Guard was over at the Department of Transportation. Listening to the head of the Coast Guard, the Commandant of the Coast Guard, and the Undersecretary for Emergency Preparedness, with our intelligence folks, what could we do? How could we do it? For the first time, we had all of those people under one roof, could be able to make a difference and be able to respond not just to the terrorist threat, to being sure that we make a difference day in and day out in some of our other responsibilities, like Hurricane Isabel, being prepared, going across from whether it was South Carolina up through Maryland and Virginia. So I think we can see day in and day out the difference of bringing these agencies together.
Those are great examples of cultural change and the impact that you've had in such a short time.
Tell us more about some of the key agencies, and I wanted to pick up on that because some of them had long traditions and deep cultures, and while that's all great, they can be barriers to the kind of change you sure. talk about creating. Tell us about some of those and how they were overcome.
Two things I think we did, the leadership of both the President and Secretary Ridge, is that we celebrated the history of those agencies on March 26th, 7th, and 8th. And there is nothing more valuable to me than having sat as we lowered the INS flag at the Department of Justice. I'm going to have this number wrong, but I think 117 years. And if you, there was a movie that they showed of the history of the INS, and it was people coming through Ellis Island, people on the Border Patrol, stopping the drugs from coming in, dealing with the illegal aliens, and that flag was lowered. We celebrated that, and we have welcomed them into the new organizations. Coast Guard's been around since 1792. Their ability to interact, sitting next to each other with legacy customs that used to have a little tension there, or with INS. I think we have tried to celebrate their history and be sure that we are creating our own culture and our own set of responsibilities. And again, each time we have a short-term success towards our long-term goal, I think that helps develop the culture and the history of the Department of Homeland Security.
Were there other things that you did differently, perhaps more innovatively, given that you were building a department from scratch?
Well, one of the things that I think we have tried to do differently is in the area of developing the new human resources system. And we've just spent a very interesting last week. But we took, in March and April, our employees want to know what their new system's going to look like. We have got new authority, and we need to implement it. We need to implement it fast but smartly. We're setting up an HR system for the 21st century. We took 60 people out of the field with our field, with human resource experts, with unions, and spent almost 3 months researching what the new human resource system should be. Never been done before. Having management, frontline officers, and unions sitting in a research pool. Came up with 52 options. Last week, we had the Senior Review Committee, which is the agency heads like Commissioner Bonner and then head of TSA Jim Loy, now Deputy Secretary Designee for the department. 3 days of publicly discussing in an open setting with outsiders, with the press listening about, we're not doing this behind a bushel basket or behind some. We are actively engaging our employees, our unions, about sort of what this should be. So it's non-traditional in the sense of federal government, and we hope to be able to. Sometimes we'll agree, sometimes we'll disagree, but we're going to do it with a sort of having built the trust and the confidence of the individuals to sort of have understanding of where all of us are coming from. So maybe that's a little non-traditional.
And will that be a model for major decisions that affect everything? How will the balance between sort of collaborative involvement you describe versus sort of other decisions?
Interesting question, because one of the things that we talked about last week is terribly important. We are a Department of Homeland Security, and we are mission-oriented, and we are somewhat driven by intelligence that we may or may not be able to share. And that's what I talked about, being agile and quick. If we determine that we need to move somebody to Seattle, or we need to sort of focus our resources on preparing for something, we need to be able to be quick. That means we have to have established the relationship both with our employees, with our stakeholders, to sort of say, sometimes I can't tell you what the intelligence is. I don't think the American public want us to compromise our intelligence sources just so they can understand why we're doing something. And we've been very supportive of understanding and people. But again, it is very different. I was at the Department of Transportation, and I don't remember in my 4 years of being the Assistant Secretary there having many conversations about sort of what was the intelligence aspect. I'm Coast Guard and FAA. I'm surely had to. But this is really, what are we learning? How can we react? How can we do things faster? So we will do it where appropriate, but we also have to be able to react as quickly as we can to the circumstances, be it tactical information or strategic?
One of the most high-profile parts of the department is airport security, and TSA is now, I guess, about a year old or a little bit longer. I'm curious, from a management perspective, sort of what you're learning from that experience.
I have the utmost respect for what they did in a far shorter period of time than what I have gone through in the last 9 months, turning around with an untenable number of statutorily created deadlines, going from zero to 45,000 people. They have done a tremendous job. Does that mean there are problems? Absolutely. We get to read about them periodically in the newspaper. But I think the speed of which we had to react again to the challenges after September 11th. But I am using it often to sort of say, okay, well, did we learn this lesson from the TSA? But again, dedicated people on the front lines, having gone through a tremendous startup.
Interesting point. Management issues in this administration are called out in the president's management agenda. How's the Department of Homeland Security doing with the management issues in the agenda? We'll ask Janet Hale of the Department of Homeland Security when the Business of Government Hour returns.